Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Matthew Tosh. Today on the show, men's health and nymphomaniacs.
It's National Men's Health Week, and Tom will be in to tell us exactly what it's all about.
And Ivan's been finding out all about a certain cable car nymphomaniac.
You never thought you'd say that.
No.
All that and a lot more coming today right here on Shout Out. Hello, team.
Good evening. How you doing?
Welcome to summer.
Hi, everyone.
It is summer, isn't it? It's really warm.
Really warm. Really warm. It doesn't help the fact that the air conditioning hasn't worked in here for God knows how long.
No. Now, Andy, I've got a complaint.
A complaint?
Yeah, a complaint, because it was a birthday party, and unfortunately I missed it. But no cake. Where's my slice of cake?
Well, it would have been a bit melted by now, mate. You know,
was there cake? I didn't
get
any
cake. If you don't bother to turn up. What do you think this is?
I turned up and there was a teddy cake for me. Where did
there
the cake
was.
Go?
You were there actually, weren't you? There was loads of cake.
I didn't have any cake.
Didn't you? Have a look on Facebook and the like. You can see all the pictures of all the candles and everything. Steve, it was ever so funny because Ivan's other half, Steve, brought it out with all the candles on, and I forgot. I'd said to him, "When we go off air, go get the candles lit and bring it out, and we'll do that there and then, so that it's kind of done. So any that want to kind of disappear can, and they won't miss out on the cake thing." But of course, we were packing all the kit down and getting everything else going, and I completely forgot. And I turned my back, and I'm up on the DJ booth, and all of a sudden, the whole place erupted into singing "Happy Birthday," and I was like, "What's going on?" Oh, cake!
Yes. I just remembered. Yes.
Still, was a really, really good night. You missed a good one, mate.
I'm very sorry for missing it.
So
have to wait for the 10th.
So yeah. I don't know. Well, the next big party, of course, is Pride. Big party. It is.
And speaking of that, I saw something drop into my inbox this week.
Oh yes, I sent out the Pride program, didn't I?
Yeah, the program. Yeah.
Yes. We've also put it on Facebook. Well, we didn't put it. Darren put it on his Facebook. We copied it onto ours and the like. Mm. So, if you haven't seen the Pride program is out. Have you seen it yet, John?
No, actually, I'm kind of excited.
Oh, it's got all the events. Darren's on next week, actually. We're going to be talking to him all about what's coming this year's Pride. The weather stays like this, it's going to be great.
Oh yeah, touch Darren's with, the guy who organises Pride,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, Darren Carter.
Listeners, yeah. Who might be ignorant.
The dog show's back.
The dog show's, well, that's it. It's a whole week of events leading up to the actual kind of culmination on Castle Park, where we'll be broadcasting.
Yeah, the Pride dog show is actually one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
It's Freddie's little baby, that one.
Like
he organised it, I think, last year. And it was really successful, so I think they're doing it a bit bigger this year.
A dog show?
What's wrong with a dog show? It's like Crufts.
What
only
about
it's gay.
Cat people?
Does that make it Grufts?
Oh, here we go.
Like, what's there for cat people?
Well, if you can get a cat to parade around in the middle of Bristol.
No, how about just a little cat cafe, you know?
There you go, John, there's a project there for you.
I think they did, people said that last year, so they got them to tweet their cat photos.
Yeah,
and did it that way?
Gosh, it's like,
I don't know. We'll ask him.
It's like
week.
Pet discrimination all over again.
All pets are equal.
Yes,
but some are apparently more equal than
and of course,
others.
March is longer this year as well. It's going for
it
miles.
It has extended. Yes, that's right. Yes,
an awful lot.
And all that information is in the programme.
Yes,
so you can find out exactly where it's going, including all the times as well.
Yeah, and we tweeted it and Facebooked it. I haven't actually stuck it on the website yet, but it's easy enough to find. And it, of course, it's on pridebristol.co.uk as well.
Indeed, that's a good point. Actually, mention if you are on social media, you can find us on Twitter at @ShoutOutBristol, and on Facebook, just search for ShoutOutBristol as well. We're there.
I think it's Shout Out LGBT Radio on. Yeah,
something
like that.
Oh, have I made
a
mistake?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, no, it used to be, but when you change your name, it changes your Facebook URL. We tried to, because Shout Out is just often associated with, you know, give us a shout out, that kind of thing.
Generic shout out.
We get a lot of people tweet and say, "Can you give me a shout out?" It's like, it didn't quite work like that. We have to be on air. Still, it was fun. So
there we go.
Anyway, John, I believe it's your turn, mate. Should we kick off your jingle?
Yeah.
So, Out Shout this week with the lovely John.
Yes.
It's usually youthful things you bring for us, isn't it? Are we doing youthful things this week, or is this one open to all?
This one's open to all, actually.
Oh.
Like, it's about the video games.
Video games?
Yes,
oh, cool.
Video games.
Cool.
It's a colloquialism for video games.
I don't get enough time to play them, but I do like them.
It's gone.
Have you got a console?
No. Years ago, I did.
We have. We got a Wii. It looks like we're just taking it out of the packaging. It's been used about four times.
Have any of you ever heard of gaming? Like a pun, gaming.
We have now.
Yes.
It's spelled, is it? G-O-Y? Yes.
This event is not only for gay people, but like it's a gaming event at Kong's at King Street on the 5th of July starting at 3 p.m. So yeah, it's for the run up to Pride, and it's gonna be great.
It's part of Pride, is it?
Yeah, it's part of Pride.
Oh, fab.
Yeah, it's the first for this year, and there's gonna be Mario Kart, there's gonna be Smash Brothers.
I like Mario Kart. This is like Game Back in Time.
There might be like Pokemon. Actually, there is Pokemon, so if you bring your DS, you can have like Pokemon battles and stuff.
That's a Nintendo dual screen thing, isn't it?
You open it up like a flip phone and you can like write on it. They're making 3D ones now. Crazy.
I've seen them actually. It's really trippy when you look at it. So have you got to take like your own console or something?
No. They have their own consoles, but if you want to play Pokemon, you might as well bring your DSs with your Pokemon on them.
Fair enough.
Yes, and yeah. They have a Twitter page called @BristolGamers, and they also have a Facebook event page called...
Is that Twitter one the same spelling? Is it G-A-Y-M-E-R-S?
Yes, G-A-Y-M-E-R-S. And I just want to reiterate, even though it says gamers, it's open to all LGBT people. And
unless you win.
Alex. Yes.
That's right, and you'll be out! Get out!
Yes, everyone's welcome.
So do we know like how many games they've got then? Have they got like, do you have to queue to play a game or?
I assume that there'll be multiple ones with multiple stations. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's also a video gaming social, so I expect that it'll be structured a lot like that.
Right. Now, well, look, I guess you could get together and chat with other people
about
games.
I've sort of heard about these events, but presumably there'll be like mass games as well, where you can sort of play against each other, that sort of thing. So you're not just playing on your own.
You're not playing by your own. This is like a social thing. Like,
can you imagine that? Super. What's the Mario Kart, isn't it?
Yeah, Mario.
You used to be able to do split screen up to four of you with that when I last played it. I think that was on the N64. I had it.
And it was great.
And you go whizzing around the track, throwing things at people.
Yeah, I learned how to like dodge the blue shells. I felt like such a G when I found out. Like,
The blue ones you're supposed to catch, aren't you?
No, the blue ones are the ones that like hit you when you're on first. You know, explosion one.
Oh yes. I remember you used to get the red ones that you could aim at people and they would go and chase
them.
Yeah,
and then there were the green ones that really didn't do anything because, like, you could never aim them.
Unless you got three and they spun around your cart. We're really diver.
I really old. Yeah, well, I'm even thinking even further back to Donkey Kong and things like that on my time.
Do you remember Sonic the Hedgehog?
I do remember Sonic the Hedgehog.
I used to love Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh my gosh, I have my bag.
On the Sega. You're a big Sega fan, aren't you?
Yeah, well, kind of. Sega have, like, died and, like, the Sonic the Hedgehog games have gotten, like, rubbish nowadays. Like,
well, Sega's still around, I think, isn't it?
I know.
I don't think they make games anymore.
No, they don't.
I don't know. It's kind of
not since the PlayStation. R.I.P.
PlayStation. That's Sony, mate.
Yes.
It's not. You mean it killed off?
Yes, it Sega. Killed off. R.I.P.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, it sounds like fun. Are you going along?
Yes, I am going along.
Cool. You have to take a recorder and send us.
Yes,
a
I will.
So, see how
can
many
you just remind
play?
Us where that is and what time again?
Yes, it's at Kong's at King Street, which is Kong's at King Street, and it's on the 5th of July at 3 p.m.
Nice one.
Cool.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you, John.
This is Justin Utley, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Yeah, she's going to be performing at Pride.
Ooh.
You must remember this.
Oh, my gosh. This is totally Clips of the Heart.
It is. Who's the singer?
Nikki French.
Yeah, that's it.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, I love that song. Do you, the news team are in. Well, the you don't do the news.
This feels really weird for me, Andy, you know that.
Yeah,
really weird.
You're on the wrong side of the desk, aren't you? And Steph's the other side. So we've got Steph and Natalie reading the news tonight. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, you must remember this one.
I remember the original.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, this wasn't the original. This
I know it wasn't
one,
the original.
Do you know who sings this one?
Isn't it the girl who's going to be at Pride?
It is, yeah. Nikki French.
That's the one.
Who did the original, though?
Oh.
Elke Brooks.
No, wasn't it? Bonnie Tyler, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Bonnie Tyler.
The Welsh girl.
Yeah.
Who did our Eurovision the other year?
Yes. So, now, don't get thrown, Steph. I know you don't do news. We're taking the lead. She said, before we put the microphones up, we said, we're talking about the news. She said, I don't do news, not normally.
No pressure.
No. Do it in my best BBC voice.
Your best. Can you do a BBC voice?
I have no idea.
You do a BBC voice with a Bristolian accent?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll do. So, right, okay. Shall we get. Where's my button? Let's get some news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 18th of June 2015.
We begin with breaking news. Irish police have said that a parcel sent today to a gay organisation in Dublin contained an unidentified but ultimately non-toxic powder. It was designed to strike terror into the Irish gay community. As we go to air, the internet is buzzing with the report on the parcel, which arrived at an organisation which helped campaign for the successful yes vote in the recent Irish marriage equality referendum. Many gay bloggers are blaming anti-gay extremists who are said to be extremely angry and embittered after losing the vote in what some see as a conservative Catholic country. The tactic is, however, likely to backfire on such groups, as the Irish authorities told the state broadcaster RTE that the incident is being treated as extremely serious, and there have been thousands of internet posts in solidarity with gay campaigners.
RuPaul's Drag Race, a camp classic television show, is featuring drag queens competing in a reality setting. It's already a hit on the US and British cable television. Now the show is coming to Freeview, the popular entertainment station. True TV is to air the programme on Monday evenings at 10 p.m. throughout the summer. True TV broadcasts at Channel 68.
You could, in 2016, enjoy listening to Shout Out on digital DAB radio. The broadcast regulator Ofcom has announced the results of its consultation into allowing smaller business radio stations, including community and voluntary run channels, to use low-powered DAB services in municipal areas. As a consequence, a trial experiment for smaller stations will see some of the Shout Out family of radio services available on DAB in the Bristol area, including Bradley Stoke Radio and BCFM. In all, about 6 new small-scale stations will go on air in Bristol. We will let you know how plans are progressing through the year.
The 2015 Bristol Pride Guide and Brochure is out now. It's available via the Pride website for a free download, or you can look for one on thousands of hard copies of the guide, which will be available through entertainment venues and LGBT meeting points around the city and further afield. Pride Week is approaching fast, so for the latest news and full schedule of events, look out for your copy.
Pink News says that animal welfare charity PETA, that's People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, is making an unusual foray into LGBT rights campaigning. They are trying to help find a husband for an Indian animal rights activist. Harish Lyre is 36, and his mum has been placing ads where she can in Indian newspapers seeking dates for her son. PETA says that it will buy a vegan dinner for two if Harish gets any dates from the initiative, saying that it's the least they can do after Harish's lifetime of work to help end animal cruelty in India.
Rachel Dalzell, a civil rights activist with the US-based campaign group NCAAP, has revealed she is bisexual on NBC television. Ms. Dalzell made headlines recently after a family told journalists that she is white, despite holding a professor of African studies at a top university. Ms. Dalzell continues to work for racial equality despite the furor over her skin colour.
The Jewish National Fund of Canada has cancelled a speech by Republican Mike Huckabee, after he joked that he wishes he was transgender to spy on teenage girls in the shower. Mr. Huckabee, a Republican presidential hopeful in the US, initially made the joke at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. following a petition, non-profit group the Jewish National Fund of Canada, which had invited Huckabee to give a speech at Ottawa's Negev dinner, has retracted his invitation.
And finally, it's something of a spiritual week. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan starts in just a couple of hours' time at sundown. If you live in Bristol, programmes will start late tonight from the special event radio station Ramadan FM, which will broadcast on 87.7 FM for the duration of the month. LGBT Muslim groups such as IMAN and the Gay Friendly Association of British Muslims have issued their customary wishes for the month. Meanwhile, gay pagans are looking forward to the summer solstice, which falls on Sunday when the days are at the longest in the Northern Hemisphere. Paganism is one of the most LGBT friendly of belief systems, and pagan groups have a strong record on campaigning for equality.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Natalie
and Steffi.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shoutout.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
So you're not bad for it. I don't do news.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, that was good. It's good. But that new jingle, I keep thinking it's Grange Hill.
Do you?
That first note.
Oh, yes, Matthew. Yes. That is
like the first note.
That is Grange Hill.
That's where my brain works.
I will say though, Andy, at one point you did throw me a bit. I wasn't sure if my headphones weren't working on my mouth.
Yeah, your mouth, no, it was. Your it mouth, was Natalie.
No, I had the wrong button pushed out. So you probably heard me on air going, because I was
yes,
about,
we did.
I was about to say, Natalie, your microphone's not working. Then I realised mine wasn't working either. But actually, they all were. But anyway, I won't bore you with the details. On with the show.
The Shoutout Podcast.
The wonderful Heather Small and Proud. Are you noticing that I should really have saved these for next week? But I wanted to play them this week. So Heather Small is also headlining at Pride this year.
Well, it's a teaser, isn't it, for the event?
Brilliant. Yeah. It does remind me of Miranda, though. Remember the blonde lady in it?
John,
and she keeps walking up to Miranda and going, "What have you done today?"
Yes. John was talking about that earlier in the green room. Yes. He's a fan of Miranda.
And
Heather
Small. It's Miranda's over now, isn't it?
I think one of the gay magazines, I think it was Attitude, once asked Peter Tatchell, "Who would you be on Stars in Your Eyes?" And he said Heather Small.
Did he?
It's just such an image.
So anyway, yes, if you have no clue who's at Pride this year, I'm very pleased to say Heather Small, who you're listening to, is the headline act and is last on at the day. So and as always, shout out will be there broadcasting live, so if you can't make it down to the event, you can still
you
hear
can
it
tune in exactly
tune in,
yeah.
And hear us waffling on about lots of fun and how wonderful it is and how much fun we're having. So anyway, Terry's come to join us in the studio along with a good friend of ours, Tom. Welcome.
Hello.
To Shout Out. I think you've
thank
been on Shout
coming.
Out before, haven't you? Have you been on
yeah,
Shout Out
several
I'm
times
sure
and we did a recording when Terry came and did some martial arts. And Terry did a piece on
that.
Martial arts.
Yes, I remember
together.
That.
Terry and martial arts.
I just move away. I'm a bit worried now.
So, but yeah. completely different story. And we must point out, by the way, our two stories we mentioned top of the show are not related in any way, shape, or form today. Men's health and nymphomania are not related. Well, they might be, actually. I don't know.
I think nymphomania in men is called satyritis.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Very good. Yeah. Good. Good knowledge.
Very good.
So this is why we like having Terry in the studio.
That's the
with
traditional
us.
Word. He's a addiction,
bit,
it'll be
he's
called.
A bit like Dictionary yeah. Corner on Countdown. Isn't
full
he?
Of useless
yeah,
information.
Yeah, it's great. So, but no, Tom, you come to talk to us all about a subject that men tend to not particularly like talking about too much. And
yeah.
That is our wonderful thing that is our health, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. It's Men's Health Week, national campaign every year from the week before Father's Day. It's a national campaign, Men's Health Forum.
How long has it been going?
Because I've known about it for about 3 years.
Right.
We did some stuff about 3 years ago, but I think maybe 4 years it's been going.
Yeah,
I think it's building up a bit of steam, I think, because of some of the news coverage around some of the health issues. And yeah, so it's been going through that. And
so I'm guessing the whole aim is to kind of bring some more awareness to men about their health. And
yeah, it's to bring awareness to men about what we can do better, like some of the things that we aren't achieving so much for health, and just to highlight that there is lots of things you can do to live a more fulfilled and healthier lifestyle. Like, and well, someone put it really well. It's like when you're 60, do you want to be going out, having fun, still meeting people and dancing, going to things like Pride? Or do you want to be, you know, you're not being able to walk about, you want to have lung problems and heart problems? Which one do you want to have, really? And, you know, certainly want to go healthy. Yeah.
So I'm guessing from that then that some of the main issues are things like obesity. Is that on the kind of,
yeah,
do you have a sort of hit list of the
definitely
sort of main areas?
So like premature death in general, 1 in 5 men will die before they're 65 in the UK, which is pretty big.
That's really big, isn't it?
That's quite high, isn't it?
Yeah. Heart disease and cancer, like 75% of all deaths from coronary heart disease in men. Obesity, like nearly 2/3 of men are overweight or obese, more higher rate of diabetes, 75% of all people that take their lives are men.
It's the age old, isn't it? We're very good at just turning around saying, yeah, but it won't happen to me, or oh, I'll worry about that next year.
I won't lie,
even I'm terrible at doing it. I'm getting married next year, I'm supposed to be losing weight, and I keep saying, yeah, I'll start next week, you know.
Well, that's one of the messages that they do from the national thing, is don't diet, just eat healthily and have a good exercise, because I think the dieting thing doesn't seem to click with men for some reason. So it's just like, just eat healthy. I think it's actually enjoyable.
That's a bit of a generalisation to say. I mean, statistically, it may be the majority don't, but some do.
I think like
some people are real fitness fanatics and go at it hammer and tongs, don't they? But your average bloke, I mean, would it be fair to say, you know, we're not so good at even looking out for the signs. I know a lot of my friends I've talked to, male friends, the thought of going to the doctor over even the simplest thing, they're just like, oh no, I don't want to do that, it'll go away, or it'll sort itself out. Or
no, Tom, I'd be interested in your thoughts on that. Do you think that's because we generally, and I am making a generalisation, tend to be afraid of admitting that maybe something wrong, or we're afraid that we're finding out something? Is it that as men we want to be masculine and we don't want to face those inner fears? What do you think what's the reason?
I think that culturally and socially you're brought up for when you're even from a very young age to be tough, you know, boys don't cry, you know, strong and silent, you know, you're the fixer, you're the provider. You know, and that's the kind of, you know, a thing that a lot of us have witnessed when we were growing up. You know, you look at the toys in the shop, you know, boys get tractors and DIY stuff, and girls get a nurse and, you know, and caring things. And it just seems to start from an earlier age. And I think there is an element of fear. It's also an element of not being used to talking about things, you know, and not doing it as much. And I think there's a lot of habit involvement there. And
so do you think it's true to say that gay guys are probably more open about talking about things?
I think there's some evidence. There's an interesting book from the US which was written about 10 years ago by a guy called David Nimmons, and it's called Soul Beneath the Skin, and that sort of looked at gay male culture and compared it with, for want of a better word, straight male culture. And he found that gay men tend to, like women, unpack their issues more, but that there's still major health impactors that affect gay men. I mean, for example, a very high proportion of gay men are not out to their GPs, and that's obviously going to affect
the way in which we relate.
Mental health issues can often affect gay people a lot more.
Well, all minority groups. I think Tom was on one of our sister stations, Ujima Radio, today, which is obviously largely an African Caribbean station, and obviously black men, gay men, I mean, men in minority groups tend to have more impact on their emotional and mental health, and there's more stressors, I would say. That's probably
just by virtue of being in a minority
group that sort of affects them as well. Sometimes there's prejudice from health providers, which is still out there sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. And they say that gay men are proportionally more likely to use drugs as well, and have be affected by depression. And I don't know why that is, but it's they've done a lot of research into it, and that's part of Men's Health Week, is to encourage the government to do more research into these things and have like have someone nominated by local councils and health care providers, you know, the GP groups to have someone there who's nominated to look into why is these issues happening. But
well, I don't it's going to sound like I'm outing you now, but that's not the intention. But as a straight guy, do you and your friends talk openly about things, or is
I
it
think some friends I do.
Are you more likely to talk to your other half? Or
I am more likely to do it now than I was. I went through a period of time when I was quite unwell mentally when I was younger, when I was like 17, 18. And that through that process of coming through and recovering through that, I would talk a lot about my feelings just generally because I can see the benefits from it. And because I work in a caring environment with people who've got, you know, lots of different difficulties, I really value the talking aspect of it. So I talk quite a lot with my friends but and male friends. But some friends... we're comfortable playing football or going playing snooker or something like that, but it wouldn't really come up, and there's a little bit of complicitness, you know, we go out and probably neither of us will really ask because, you know, we're not really like into that feeling. And I do feel that, and I think whether it's a straight thing or not, I'm not sure. I think it's certainly. Well, I think it's about how we've grown up, really.
I'm guessing here, but it kind of comes all back down to that bravado thing, doesn't it? You don't want someone to think that you're not normal. He says in inverted commas. You know, you want to be body perfect, and you want to be the healthy, happy, fun guy of the group. You don't want to be. You know, I mean, I have to admit, I'm very lucky with the circle of friends I've got. We're all very open about an awful lot of things, and you know, issues is one of them. And we're quite good at someone will turn around and say, "Oh, I experienced this and that." And does anyone else have that? And 9 times out of 10, at least one other person will say, "Oh, yeah, I had that." Yeah. You know, and it's amazing that, and then all of a sudden that whole bravado and barrier is broken down, and this discussion will ensue.
That's exactly what you
it's
want.
It's amazing,
really, isn't it?
The kind of info you can find out. I don't know about the whole doctor scenario. I have to admit, I'm personally not one that particularly likes going to the doctor, but then the last time I went to the doctor, he was older than my granddad, and it kind of put me off a little bit talking about personal
issues.
Yeah,
a lot depends on the relationship you've got with your GP, doesn't
it? I think so, and I actually find it easier talking to a female doctor, and I don't know whether that's typical of a gay man. I don't know, I'm just curious.
That's a really interesting one, because I've just changed doctors because my old one, who's a man, retired, so I've got a female doctor now, so I'm just getting used to that new dynamic. And I do find it more easy to talk about some things with a female doctor, but that might be in my head.
Are you allowed to request that, you know, that if you're a gay guy you prefer to have a, well, even if you're not gay,
anyone can request what doctor you want. Can request a specific doctor, but you might have to wait a little bit longer. You can certainly request a doctor of being a male or female doctor, definitely.
I mean, we're talking about the more serious side of it. I'm getting the Men's Health Week that's going on this week is more about, you know, the general, slightly lighter side, just getting a bit more healthy,
general well-being.
It sounds like
overall.
Quite a challenge to convince people, though, because for ages we've been saying you mustn't smoke and you shouldn't drink so much and you shouldn't do drugs and you should get off the bus a stop earlier and and you must eat, is it 5 a day and all that. It's this constantly stuff being thrown at you. It must be quite a battle to then have a week and push it even more.
Convincing is like you're going to be frustrated if you try and convince people. I suppose what you're doing is giving people information so they can make choices and encouragement. And a few of the events that have happened, we've had people coming out and standing up and saying about their life, and that's inspirational. People coming on who've made changes. So a gentleman today from the Empire Boxing Fighting Chance, which is a charity just down the road at Junction 3, he'd lost 3 stone doing this boxing.
Wow.
You know, he was 18 stone when he started doing. No, he'd lost 5 stone. Sorry, he's 18 stone when he started, and now he's 13 stone. Wow, he looks great, and he's like really great. And now he's a boxing coach, and he counsels young people when they come in, and he's a mentor. And it's getting people out there that have done it. It's not saying like, "Oh, I'll tell you what to do." It's just you hear people and you can hardly believe the journey that they've been through.
Well, it's like
take the step yourself.
Was it a couple of years ago? There was a guy that saw a photo of himself on Google Street Map and realised just how obese he was, and went on a massive diet and hit the gym and the like. And he did the same kind of thing. He lost like 5 or 6 stone, and they caught up with him on all the news channels, and he just looked completely different to what he did back then. And he was just like, it was just revolutionary, you know. So it can't. Yeah. It's
something
funny,
for me and you, Andy, to ponder. But there's also, I mean, it's not just about weight, is it? There's also about smoking and those sorts of other health issues that affect
and healthy relationships as well. Because domestic violence, for example, it's not just like, there's a lot of element around, because a lot of victims of domestic violence are women, a lot of men as well, and maybe a lot of more hidden men.
But we've just recently had the police in, haven't we?
We have,
talk about that issue.
Yeah, and it's a really important issue, and it happens to, it affects everyone. And so we had someone that came onto the wellbeing show last week who'd been through a program to help him stop being to help him look at that behaviour. And his journey since then, he said it was the best thing that ever happened to him. It was a really difficult time, and he's gone on that program, and now he's telling other people about how he's changed and looked at his behaviour from a perpetrator perspective. And I think it's just really great.
Very quickly, because we're coming to out of time, what's been the response so far to the campaign?
Well, from the radio shows that I've been going on to, it's been amazing. Like, I really loved it. And when we went, because they had an event today in Broadmead, I was there and there was a real buzz. There was a good 10 people there every time I went past. It's picked up. I suppose it's hard to know with these things because we're just putting it out there. Yeah. You know, we're not asking. We haven't really asked for any feedback, but I suppose we'll find out as we go through. I think these things, you kind of do it a leap of faith, really, and hope that someone picks it up. And
of course, we're Green City as well. So get out and go for a run in our Green City or something.
Absolutely. So, Tom, if people do want to find out more about Men's Health Week, where can they go?
Well, for Men's Health Week, I would go on the Men's Health Forum website, which is menshealthforum.org.uk. And for any local services, I would go on wellaware.org.
Wellaware
are amazing. Okay. Therefore, like, if you wanted to make a change in your lifestyle, if you go on there, you'll find out all the local services that are doing it. If you want to find out about the general men's health thing, then just write men's health into Google.
Well, listen, thank you ever so much for coming to us.
Yeah.
I hope the week goes well and the campaign successful. Yeah. We will, if you're listening, make sure that we put links up to those websites against our show as well. So if you missed it, just go to our website and it'll all be up there. But
hopefully see you at Pride.
Yes, we will be there at Pride.
Definitely be there.
Right, do stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. In a minute, we're going to find out all about nymphomania. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, now I wish they were performing at Pride. Sadly, they're not. That's from the musical. Well, not the musical. The series, TV series called Smash. It's called Let Me Be Your Star. But I thought, seeing as we're kind of doing musicals in this bit, that kind of fitted in.
Oh, I can see what you're doing. Clever.
It does sort of work.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of given away a little bit of the article now, haven't I? Never mind.
You have.
Anyway, would you ever want to find a cable car nymphomaniac?
No, I have to say, when this came in, I thought, what on earth is this interview all
it's
about?
It's brilliant. We love Ivan. He gets the best interviews. He really does.
Cars, all sorts. I mean, cable cars.
Anyway, he was over in San Francisco. I'll let him explain it himself. It kind of makes sense. So here you go.
Is a dance of seduction that begins.
Well, fans of musical theatre will no doubt be familiar with the likes of The Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, but what about a musical about a cable car nymphomaniac? Well, today I'm back in San Francisco speaking to award-winning composer and librettist Tony Azzaro, who's written one on that very subject. Tony, welcome to Shout Out.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about the Fog Theatre Group, of which you're a co-founder.
Yes, so I co-founded Fog Theatre in 2012 with some friends of mine. A friend of mine out there, Carrie McRae, who is currently the Fog executive director and co-founder, she and I were talking that we really wanted to bring new musical theater to the Bay Area. So we commission, develop, and produce new musical theater that is locally relevant to the Bay Area.
So I guess that's where your new musical fits in perfectly. So
we came across this true story by doing a lot of Google research of a woman who in 1964, her name is Gloria Sykes. She was a new transplant to the Bay Area from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And she was on the Hyde Street cable car. The cable car got in an accident, and she was thrust up against one of the poles you hang on to and emerged from the incident an insatiable nymphomaniac. She had an insatiable sexual appetite that she had never had before. She spent the next 5 years bedding over 100 men, depending on what source you read, hundreds and hundreds of men. And in 1970, she sued San Francisco Municipal Transit for $500,000 for turning her into a nymphomaniac. The best part of the story is she won. She didn't get awarded $500,000. She got awarded $50,000, but she won the case. And this was 1970, so this was right after the Summer of Love in San Francisco and the whole hippie movement. And the entire rest of the country was covering this story in the newspapers and pointing their fingers at the den of sin San Francisco that was paying women to be whores. It was a very exciting time.
Do gender roles sort of come into the whole thing?
Because absolutely. We wrote the piece largely in response to the 2012 presidential election, where issues about women and women's sexuality were coming under fire from the conservative right, the transvaginal ultrasounds and Sandra Fluke and all of these things that were going on in American politics that were so anti-women and so anti-women's sexuality. We in this country don't like women to be sexual, because if women are sexual, then they're human beings, and we don't like our women to be human beings. Either that, or we like them to be completely sexual and the plaything of men who are then negligible. So this piece is really addressing that and is in a comedic way about women owning their own sexuality and one woman in particular finding her own voice and having her own sexual awakening.
I mean, of course, you're no stranger to writing about taboos, I suppose.
Because, no.
Because you know, your musical Our Country about the it was about a cowboy coming out, basically.
About a gay country western singer coming out.
That's
yes,
right, sorry,
yes.
I beg your
one,
pardon.
One who was outed in a sort of George Michael-esque scandal.
So musically, does the cable car nymphomaniac have a similar vibe to it? Is it written in a similar style?
No, actually. So Our Country was me musically kind of taking contemporary pop country and using those styles. This show takes styles from that sort of late 60s period. The world that this main character lives in uses styles like, you know, funk like Jackson 5, and I used musical styles like the Beatles and Herman's Hermits and everything from Nancy Sinatra on. Then our main character actually has an inner world of music that is compositionally really separate from that. The music of her inner world is really sort of my compositional style.
So it's like a mix of nostalgia and something new.
Exactly right.
What's Gloria like?
I never should have taken this case.
Secret vibrations, searching
already had one hugely successful run. You had a sellout run, didn't you?
Yes.
And you're about to, quote, remount the nymphomaniac, unquote.
Yes. What wonderful catchphrase. So we are about to launch that on May 30th is opening night. We sold out our run in January, and there was such demand for the show that we're bringing it back during this summer. So we're running the entire month of June. With any luck, we'll extend a little bit.
Now, for those people who can't actually get to see the show, will there be a cast recording?
We are currently recording the cast album, and that should be available on iTunes sometime within a month's time.
Okay, and finally, where can listeners find out more about the Cable Car Nymphomaniac and any other upcoming productions by the Folk Theatre Group?
So to go to our Cable Car Nymphomaniac page, just go to cablecarnympho.com, all one word, and or go to fogtheatre.org, and that's F-O-G-G, two G's. It stands for Focus on Golden Gate. Theater with an R-E, of course, because that's the proper way to spell it. Fogtheatre.org.
Thank you so much for talking to me today. It's very kind of you to give up your time.
Well, thank you so much. It's really great to have you here.
Well, this is Ivan Jackson, steering well clear of cable cars, for Shout Out.
This is Tony Asaro, creator of the cable car Nymphomaniac, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
There you go. That's a cast of Glee with a cross between Rumour Has It and Someone Like You.
And a very seamless cross as well.
Yeah. Amazingly well done. That's one of my favourite songs from Glee. I didn't watch half of Glee. I missed most of it, but I did love the music.
The music was so good.
So there you go, Smash, which was the adult version of Glee and Glee itself. So we looked it up, didn't we? You are right, a nymphomaniac can only be a woman.
Yeah.
So I've learned yes. A man. Is it satiritis or satirism or something like that?
It's something that we didn't get that way.
Is the traditional word for that? Yeah.
Yeah, but
it comes from ancient Greek.
Did you say the nymph bit?
Nympho. It comes. It's from a Latin roots. Something to do with the labia.
Okay.
So there you go. Interesting fact.
We
educate on Shout Out.
We do. That's very, very erudite.
That's what happens if you get a teacher on, you see.
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
See, talking of educating and the like, we keep telling you, someone very kindly nominated Shout Out for the National Diversity Awards this year, which is absolutely wonderful. But, of course, nominations close this Sunday. So if you would be kind enough to say a few nice words about us, we would love you very much for it. Go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/NDA for National Diversity Awards, and it will take you straight to the page on their website where you can cast your nomination. So, those of you that are used to the Shout Out Listeners Awards, it's different because their second round is done totally by judges. So you can only do round one, and we've got to submit a whole load of stuff about us and what we do, and why we think we should win the award and that kind of stuff, and then we get judged against the others, I believe is how it works. So, but it's all on the website. Got some massive sponsors, even like MI5 I think are sponsoring it, from memory.
Wow.
Secretly, of course.
Not now.
They haven't admitted to it.
No. But they have a logo.
But if you win, yeah. They have a logo. Yeah, they do. It's on their website.
Yes, it is.
On the NDA website.
Well, it's all about PR these days. Yeah. Everyone's got a logo. We've got a logo.
We have, yes.
Very, very distinctive logo. So, shout out, logo.
Do you know Jane, who does the film festival for Pride, did our logo? Did you know that?
Oh, it rings a bell, actually. Yeah. Way back when.
She made the Shout Out logo. So it's me that came up with the name.
It was. As we discussed on the the 5th anniversary broadcast. Yes.
I'm so glad you didn't stick with your
The first name
logo.
Was not really appropriate, no. really, was it? But we are doing a timeline for...
The new website.
For the new website, so you'll be able to read all about Shout Out's history
and fact,
how it all came about and what happened before that, because there was a lot going on before that too.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll do like a behind the scenes and stuff as well at some point.
You'll be able to see us in all our hideous glory.
The pictures are already taken, haven't they?
The website will go live soon, I promise you. So, but anyway, that is it for this week. Please, as we said, do give us your nominations. We would love it. It is your very last chance.
Indeed. It is. Nominations close this Sunday. To nominate, go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/NDA.
Now, next week, Darren Carter will be here to give us a full rundown on this year's Pride. Can't wait for Pride. We are live from 7, as always, but from myself and the team, have a wonderful weekend and a lovely week. We'll see you next week. So, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.